Business as usual has been disrupted for thousands of people across the world this week as Extinction Rebellion hold demonstrations in more than 60 cities around the world. The rebellion is a response to what protesters call inadequate action on the ecological crisis facing our planet. The Wire's Kvitka Becker reports from the scenes of Adelaide's protests today.
As protesters are gluing themselves to buildings in the UK, having their padlocks outlawed as protest devices in Queensland, and being arrested in the droves in Sydney, Extinction Rebellion came to Adelaide CBD today in the form of a funeral procession and dying. Jamie Dunn is one of the organisers.
We're here to call on our government, to plead that our government declares a climate emergency and then commits to net zero carbon emissions by 2025.
It was quite a scene for Adelaide's lunchtime shoppers. Silent red-robed protesters calling themselves the Red Brigade were watching on as their companions lay lifeless, draped in white sheets.
Just the disruptive tactics that XR uses, Extinction Rebellion uses, are the last tool in the toolbox. We're the fire alarm, the smoke detector going off. And we're annoying and we're sorry, honestly. I feel personally, I don't take being annoying and ruining people's days lightly because people are just trying to live their life. But our system, it needs to change and it needs to change now.
Are the disruptive tactics of Extinction Rebellion likely to work in the long run? That's what I asked Clive Hamilton, author of a book about the history of Australian protests.
Yes. Protests don't work unless they're part of a protest movement, which unfolds and develops and is planned and strategised over an extended period. So I think Extinction Rebellion, as an element of the broader climate movement, and of course the school kids' strike is an exceptionally important part of it, along with the broader forms of activism, everything from the knitting nanas against climate change to the local protest groups and so on. They represent really a world historical protest movement in Australia and in every other nation, in effect. So that's why it's different. It's not going to stop. It's not going to go away. It will take different forms in different places. It will morph into different manifestations, as it has very much over the last year or so. But it's not going to go away, and that's because the material circumstances of a warming Earth and increasing prevalence of extreme weather events, they are not going to stop. They're going to get worse, and therefore the protest movement will only gather in strength.
Right here, right now, is where we draw the line. The world is waking up.
Clive Hamilton says the school strikes and the influence of Greta Thunberg represents a profound change in the movement.
I think Greta Thunberg will be remembered in the history books as an exceptionally important player in the world history of climate action. I mean, her activities sparked a completely new and very important phase in the entire climate debate. And I think it has to be said, hysterical reaction of particularly older white men from the conservative side of public debate and politics is an expression of how threatened they feel by this young woman. And the kind of vitriol and vicious abuse that she's received, and you mentioned the fact that because she's on the spectrum, she's been called mentally ill, which is, of course, profoundly insulting to anyone on the spectrum, is an illustration of just how frustrated and angry these old white men feel.
My personal future is going to be hugely impacted by climate change. I can't see myself retiring when I'm 60. I can't see myself having kids or being able to enjoy the natural places that give me so much joy today. There is a huge cost being paid by my generation and the generations that come after. The small cost of being arrested or even of being imprisoned for a long period, I feel, is less than the cost that I'll suffer if action isn't taken. I think it's a people's duty. Our governments aren't defending us. and so we have to take action against it.
The world is waking up, and change is coming, whether you like it or not. Thank you.
Kvitka Becker's report on the Extinction Rebellion protests causing disruptions all across the world, ending there with Fatboy Slim's mashup of Greta Thunberg's speech to the United Nations with his 1999 track Right Here, Right Now.